Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have got a really fun show about a great new business that I got introduced to not long ago, and I am here with a couple of the company's founding people, and we are going to interview them and find out where they got the idea for the company, because this is something that I know so many of our listeners want to know. Where do these kinds of entrepreneurial ideas come from, and then how do you get it off the ground and going? And for some of you today, you might find that this might be a business opportunity that you might be interested in. So I've got Mark Allen and Gary Ellis here with me today of LockboxData.com. The company name is Secure Data Systems, and I'm going to go ahead and bring Gary on the air with us right now. Now, Gary grew up in Dallas, Texas, and worked for Blanks Color Imaging in Dallas. He was the art director on many national dairy packaging accounts, designing and preparing production art for print. Sounds like an interesting job there. Later, Gary was promoted to the packaging division manager and then to Southeast Packaging Sales. And that's when he moved to Georgia as an in-plant sales representative in ProPoint in Valdosta. So as the business grew, Gary moved into Atlanta. He says that working on the Coke account during the 1996 Olympics was a really fantastic experience. I bet. Wow, what a great way to learn a lot about marketing and getting involved in an exciting opportunity. So in 2004, Gary started Silvus Graphics, which started as a production service for several accounts in Alabama, South Carolina, and Georgia, and has now evolved into a design firm. So Gary is a real entrepreneur himself. He likes golf, working in the yard, and has paintings on exhibit in the Booth Western Art Museum in Cartersville. And Gary and Mark Allen, the founder of Lockbox Data, one of the co-founders, have been friends for years, and they attend the same church. So it is so great to have you guys here today on the show. Gary, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mark, I want to thank you for also joining us.
Oh, thank you for having
today.
Us.
I'm real excited to have you guys here, and I want to start off by just figuring out, you know, where did this idea come from for LockboxData.com? Because it's a real neat idea, and everybody I've talked to about it is very intrigued. How'd you guys cook this up?
Well, actually, we have one other founder, Todd Cormack, and the idea started when his kid's computer crashed, and he was trying to restore all the stuff back onto the computer, and he started thinking that, you know, God, if our home computer actually crashed, you know, I don't know any of the passwords that my wife has set up on all the, you know, the banking.
Oh, and, yeah. Seriously, there's so much stuff on there now.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's where the concept actually started. The original concept for the product was to protect a spouse in case something bad happened. The other spouse that didn't know the passwords and knew all the accounts where they could go to get it.
Right, because oftentimes I think one person in the partnership kind of takes control of all of that account data type information.
Absolutely.
In my family, it's my mom. She's in charge of all of that. My dad would have no clue how to pay the bills or anything. So usually there is, you know, one person in the household who kind of takes charge of that.
Exactly.
And it's important that everybody have access and the ability to retrieve that data should something happen. So how does the system work?
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary's probably the best at explaining how everything works with this. So I'm just going to sit back and let him explain it to you.
Lucky me.
All right, Gary, tell us this thing works. Yeah.
Basically, when you think of LockboxData.com, it's an online safety deposit box. So it's for your own personal everything that you could scan, fax, or store online. Instead of going to the bank to pull out your whatever, you just go online and it's there.
Okay, so very similar to the whole idea of a safe deposit box, which pretty much everybody has at their bank to keep that kind of confidential paperwork. Give us an example of the types of things that people might use this for.
Oh, gosh. Driver's license would be another one. If you lose your driver's license, that's kind of important real quick. Passports.
Passports, exactly.
Would be another one. Mark will tell us about that experience. God, home mortgages, life insurance, birth certificates, pictures of the kids, titles, car information, medical history and meds you're taking. It just kind of goes on and on. But one of the differentiations between lockbox data and other online safety security systems are ours is a personal one, not a hard drive backup. So it's not one of these that's just going to take everything off and secure your computer.
Okay, so it's not a backup system for your computer.
Exactly.
It's really a lockbox specifically designed
for you.
Okay.
You put your stuff in it. You determine what you want in it. You determine the amount of information you want in it. For example, you put all your bank accounts on there. Maybe you're dealing with three bank accounts. Well, you could put everything you wanted to know about that account on there, or you could just put the name of the account, the street it's on, and the last four numbers of the account. So if something happened to you, that's all they need to know, really, to pull up your data and get the information.
Okay, so you get to choose how much information you want to put in there, what information.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work? How does a person put their information into the box, since it's a virtual box?
Okay, say, for example, you had a list of all your computer accounts and passwords online. You've got it there in a little folder, in Me folder, somewhere on your desktop. And you're on the internet and you're thinking, oh gosh, I know, what's my password for that account? Oh, God, I got it written down over here.
I've had that moment once or twice before. I can relate.
Or it's a sticky note. So, it might be a sticky note.
Yeah, seriously. And now it's fallen down in a crack somewhere behind the desk. So,
there you go.
So what do I do if this is my situation?
You go to lockboxdata.com and you register for an account. So you get your lockbox. You go in it. You have your own account. You go to My Documents. Click My Documents, click Download. It'll take you to your desktop, drop it in there, say Load, zap. It's right into your account. And when it goes into the account, you can do it by downloading. Maybe you add something, a picture, you know, you and some famous person. So you didn't have it digitally, so you scanned it.
Okay.
You can take that scan to your desktop, pop it in there. But one thing that is important, because it's online and some people are critical or fearful of online, when you send something into lockbox data, it's encrypted. So it's a mess of encryption.
Right. I was going to ask about this because obviously this is really personal, confidential stuff that people are putting in there. So
exactly.
There's an encryption. How does that help protect the security?
Well, it's encrypted once as it comes into Lockbox, but then when you register for your account, you get your own personal encryption key. So it's the encryption is encrypted again.
Okay.
So
double
it's like,
encryption.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Very 007.
It's like
here.
One in, what would we say,
16 trillion or something like that.
Bizarre number. But that's the security of it. Now, the security of it is also if you lose something, we can't, you know, it's gone. We don't have any idea what's in your account.
Okay. So it really is a box just for you.
For
and you.
Yes.
Now, beautiful thing, another feature is, oh, my God, what if something happened to me? Well, you can set it up to your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your best friend, your brother, your sister. Somebody else could have access to that.
Okay. Sort of like whoever you would have be the executor of your will.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another consideration in that regard.
And you know, that's an interesting.
Getting your secure box.
Exactly, and that's an interesting point. If something we just mentioned earlier, that one person usually controls all the finances and all that kind of stuff. Well, if something happens in an emergency case, and that person is just rendered, you know, not speaking. What if you could go to their lockbox, download power of attorney, or download any medical information anywhere in the world? That's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, if something were to happen on a trip to England, you know, all of your information is right there. All you need is a laptop, a computer, and any place has them.
And that's an important consideration because it is, you know, so many people travel internationally now mm-hmm. and really live more of a virtual lifestyle where they might have multiple homes. And
well, if I can interject one story mm-hmm. here, my wife and I and child were in England back in April, and we weren't there 90 minutes. And we lost our passports.
Oh, my gosh.
So
how
we don't
terrible.
Know if they dropped out of the pouch or if somebody pickpocketed them. But a long story short, we actually did have copies of our passports on lockbox. We just printed out our passports. We went to the embassy. And 2 hours later, we had new passports. So the vacation was saved, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's one of those things you don't think about, but my gosh, what would you do? That would have been the end of the fun.
Yeah, because we were, you know, we were booked to go to Paris the next day, and there was no way we were going to get out of the country without them. So.
Wow. So that's a great example. A lot of application mm-hmm. for having this kind of a box where all of your stuff is and you can access it from anywhere. So why do you think people need this? I mean, we've talked a little bit about that, but Gary, what are some of your thoughts about why it's so important now for people to think about having something like this?
Well, I think probably turn the question around and ask why people would not need something like this. That would be our marketing pitch on it, I think. You know, when I got into business, BC, before computers, you know, and the computers came out and we said, oh, no, all I need is a legal pad, you know, and just a computer. But the computer came on, and look in just how many short years, it is everywhere. I mean, now phones are doing things we couldn't even... You know, 5 years ago,
right? Pretty much
what
all
they would
of
do.
Our record keeping, whether it be telephone numbers or you know any of those, you know any of our work, all of our
everything,
contact information, it's all electronic on some kind of computer device.
And we're data barraged. I mean, everything is, you know, oh my God, what passwords have I used for this? What am I using the same password over there that I used for this one? And I can't remember, and I've lost my password, or I can't. You know, you just can't remember it all, and you say, okay, well, I've got it on my phone. Well, if somebody grabs that phone, you know, while you've turned away, somebody steals your laptop, all that information is there.
Right. So keeping it on one physical place puts you at risk of what if somebody swipes the computer or
there
the phone or...
And, you know, during one of the... things that really turned Lockbox. The guys had put this program together, developed it, got it to the point where they thought it was kind of marketable, and then Katrina came along. I said, you know what? When hard drives are washed out to sea, or your safety deposit box is full of mush now, and that's going, wow. And, you know, my stuff is in boxes. It's been in the garage. It's in the attic. It's in the basement, you know.
Right.
And you go, I've got it somewhere, but, you know, gosh, it might take me a week or two to find it. 2 minutes. I go online, bam, there it is,
right,
downloaded.
Right, rather than digging through those old boxes that you never really dealt with the last time you moved, and now
that's
that was
it.
10 years ago.
And it's just peace of mind. You know, what is peace of mind worth in a time of stress or emergency? And that doesn't have to mean a tragic situation. It can be just anything, you know, or if I could just remember what I did with that. And this is what Lockbox can do.
Interesting. So how does somebody get a lockbox?
Well, you can just call us. No, you can go online. It's very simple. Just go online to www.lockbox.com and lockboxdata.com and click register. And under register, you have two choices. One is just for the lockboxdata.com account. And the account is $9.95 a month or $99 a year.
Yep.
And
that's all there is to it.
Go for it. And we have tutorials available to help you walk through things. You know, how do I do this? That's all there. And it'll show you how to fax things. As an account holder for, we even have a secure file transfer. So if you were in a meeting at the bank and they wanted, or somebody called you and I need to have your 2007 tax returns, you go, oh, okay, well, let me give you a password and I'll put it on my lockbox. Well, you can take it out of their folder, put it in a secure folder, and only they can get into your account. Not your account, into the folder you set aside for them, and they can grab that data.
So it's a way to share information, mm-hmm. confidential, private information with the other people in mm-hmm. your life that need access to that. So accountant, attorney, financial planner, spouse, family
Perfect.
Members. And they don't get access into the whole box.
Just what you
just
want
what
them.
You've given them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's how simple it is. Now, that's to get the regular account. Now, if you wanted to do, we have another feature that we call the associate program where you can make a little additional income should you choose to do that.
All right. Well, I'll bite. How does that work?
Well,
people are all looking for ways to make some additional income these days. How does that work?
Well, very simply is you also get an account, and it's $149 annually. The Lockbox regular accounts, $99 a month, $99.50 a month, $9.95 a month, or $99 a year. And the business is $149
okay,
annually.
Okay, so just $50 more.
Yeah. And you get the account, and you get a back office. In the back office, you will be able to see who has gotten Lockbox data accounts or associates under your name. You'll be able to buy marketing material if you wanted business cards or brochures or that sort of thing. There's a news feature in the back office that is for information only for associates. And there's an invitation mm-hmm. System set up in there where you can send an invitation to a friend. It'll log when you sent it. So you can keep track of where your invitations are going and that sort of thing.
Okay, so you've got marketing, you've got operations.
Accounting.
Accounting.
Your banking is in there.
So really all the key departments that someone would need to start their own business and basically selling lockboxes
mm-hmm.
As a side business or even a full-time business. It sounds like you can make some decent money doing
this.
Oh, you
can. And what we did in choosing the associate program, and this was this took several months of evolution, we had originally considered multi-level marketing. And, in fact, the company is even structurally set up through one of the three or four accounting firms in the country who specifically cater to multi-level marketing. And as we started getting people to sign up, it was kind of like, oh, what are we going to, you know, it's always the pyramid thing. It's always this, you know, and it got away from the product between more of trying to sell past the stigma of MLM.
Okay, right. I've heard that some people can get turned off by the idea of multi-level marketing, even though there's some very reputable firms out there. But there's some people that have used that business model to do some not so great.
Well, and it's very successful. There are a lot of people have been very successful in that realm, and we're not to take away from it. It was just that we felt like on our structure and our business mission that this was a simpler and easier program where it's just an associate. You sign up an associate, and then you make $3 off of a month off every associate and $3 a month off every regular account, and then you make money off of what that associate does. So it's very, very simple. In fact, if you signed up two associates and they each signed up two regular accounts, your lockbox is paid for the year. You'll make enough income just off of those two guys who got two guys.
And yep. You'd still get a check.
Yeah, there'd still be some money left over.
So, right.
In the mail. Huh, interesting. Okay, well, explain a little bit more about that so people can, who is this a good fit for?
Wow. You know, when we looked at the whole process and who are we going to target, who would be the ideal segments or niches we would go to, the more we wrote, the more we kept eliminating people. And it seems like the people who would not be a fit for Lockbox are people who don't use computers, you know? And one time I said, you know, it's people who are computer illiterate or fifth graders, but I had to back up on that one because fifth graders probably know more about computers.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what we're doing is we're in the process of talking with many, many business segments. We're talking with a national moving company right now that this could be a business offer on their part. It could even be a competitive advantage for them over some of their competition. Financial advisors, as we said earlier, they're a great mix. Accountants, tax preparers. Assisted living is another one. Retirement homes, working with, you know, when you get to that point where your parents or your grandparents are going into that, what a great idea to have a system where, you know, we could sit down right now and get everything organized, all that stuff that they kept close to their chest their whole life. Now, maybe they need to put it somewhere where it's safe and everybody will know about it.
Okay, so at different stages in your life, like moving moving your parents into an assisted living facility, doing a real download of all that information.
And you can actually go to the opposite end of the extreme. You can take this to somebody that has just moved out of the house into their own apartment. God forbid if anything ever happened to them, their parents aren't going to know, well, where were all his bank accounts? You know, did he have any retirement accounts? Even though he has just started out, there may be things there that...
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point as well, mm-hmm. even at the younger stages of a person's kind of financial life.
Exactly,
You've still got, like, stock certificates and accounts in different banks, and, yeah, you started to put some mm-hmm. money in a 401k, and there's so much complexity that we all have. I know I've got file cabinets full of stuff that is probably not organized in the best way possible. So I can certainly see how this fits in a number of areas of somebody's life. So we've talked a little bit about the business opportunity and how that works. What are some other things that you think people should know about Lockbox Data so they can go check it out online?
Probably another nice feature of it is let's just say you're single and you live alone and you set up a box, we have a thing in there that's an alert to where if you don't come, you tell us how many months that if you don't come back to your account in so many months, we will actually set up up to five different emails that you can contact people with a message.
Interesting. Okay, so sort of an alert of mm-hmm. if something if I haven't checked in a while,
exactly.
Somebody come check on me.
That's it. Exactly.
That's right.
We also have another nice thing is a way to people that have accounts can actually email each other totally securely within that account. Because if you just do regular email, that's going out over the internet. Anybody can see, read. With this system, it never goes out over the internet.
Interesting. So a secure email system sort of within your account.
Yep. And, of course, you know, probably one of the nice things about our thing is the fax, the ability just to be able to take any kind of document that you have, stick it in a fax machine, and it'll show up in your account.
Right. That's pretty interesting because a lot of that stuff you might not have electronically. So for anything paper.
And that's totally secure, too. Nobody ever sees it, touches it, or whatever. It's all done behind the scenes, and it just puts it right into your accounts. But, I mean, there's a zillion things that you could use the account for. You know, it's unlimited. You know, if you can think of it, you can do it.
It certainly sounds like it's very useful in a lot of regards. What are some of the things that you're hearing from your customers?
Well, we had the one guy who was a gun collector, and you can't put guns in there.
Right.
But you can put pictures of the gun with the serial number and the make and all of that kind of stuff. And if anything ever happened, somebody broke in and took a gun or something, he would have exactly what the police need or the insurance company.
Right. The insurance companies always tell you to take pictures of everything, but yeah, if you put it in the same house that burned down, then that doesn't help.
And one of the groups we're meeting with this week is a home inventory company, which is perfect. They could take the home inventory, put it in your lockbox. Then that way, if anything happens, you know, we thought about doing it in a paper system where you could fill it all out and put it in. But this way, you could get video and paper and put it in the lockbox.
Oh, right. With so many things going video these days, that's another real advantage to having a...
Because I knew I had a big flat screen. I don't remember, was it a 36 or 42? Oh, it was a 62 when the thing burns down. But this way you have it, and you have the visual information, you know, for the insurance company, along with your insurance policies in there, too. So it's all
okay.
Together.
Fantastic. Now, the box is available... anywhere, right?
Anywhere.
I mean, there's no geographic limitation. So I know we have got people on the line from all over the country. They can all go to the website, and that is, again, Gary?
$9.95.
Okay.
Or $99 a year
the box. And everybody can go ahead and sign up at lockboxdata.com. All right. Well, thanks so much,
Thank you, Mark and Gary, for coming on.
Today to talk about this. I love hearing about new entrepreneurial ventures and ways that other people can get involved and start their own entrepreneurial venture from this neat product that you've developed. So I wish you the best of luck,
and
perhaps we'll have to have you come on later and give us an update.
We'd love to.
Excellent. All right. This is Elizabeth Gordon, everyone, and we are out of time for today's episode of Chic Perspectives. Thanks so much for joining us. Check out more Chic Perspectives at chicentrepreneur.com. And until next time, I'm wishing you all chic success.